सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
सो वी आर इन चैप्टर 8 ऑफ कैंटो 3. It is about the Brahmaji's manifestation. In this chapter, you will find another version of Bhagavatam. Earlier, we have seen Lord Narayan gave it to Brahmaji. Brahmaji gave it to his son Narad. Narad gave it to Ved Vyas. Ved Vyas gave it to Sukhdev ji. And Sukhdev is telling to Parikshit. The whole Bhagavad, Sukhdev is telling to Parikshit. But in between, when he is telling the Bhagavatam to Parikshit, he is quoting certain portions, actual dialogue happening between Vidurji, Uddhavji, that we have already seen. Vidurji and Maitriji continuing. Now, since the question was asked about the manifestation and all that, now Maitriji is going to give one more explanation how this Bhagavat appeared. That will be a little bit different. So don't get frightened. Because Ved Vyasji has taken into this, that means he has compiled the both. Different means only the parampara is different, otherwise the content is one and the same. So from verse number 1 to 9, it is the about the origin of the Bhagavat. Verse number 1.
Atha ashtamodhyayah maitreya uvacha satsevaniyo vata purusha puruvamsah yallokapale bhagavat pradhanah babuvitehajita kirtimalam पदे पदे नूतनयस्य विक्षम विक्षनम.
You see, all the questions were asked by Vidurji to Maitriji. The first of all, praising of the question. Whatever you have asked, what is the fruit of that? It says, Sat sevani abat puru vanso yal lokapalo bhagvat pradhana. First is praising Vidurji. Who was Vidurji in the earlier life? He was a Yamaraj, a Lokpal. And he has fallen from his post because giving a wrong punishment to a sage, and the sage cursed him. So he has to come down to this loka and born as a Dasi Putra, Vidur. That was because of the curse. Otherwise, in the earlier life, he was Yamaraj, Lord Death. So Maitri is saying, Sat Sevaniya, but the Puru Vansa, you are in the Puru Vansa, and that Vansa is, admirable. Admirable by whom? Sat Sevaniya, the noble people admire your Vansa. Yal Lokpalo Bhagavat Pradhana, and in earlier life, you were the Lokpal. And you were Pradhana, he was the head of the department of death. Lopa, Yamaraj. And since you have asked this question, so your questions are reminding and renewing the glory of Hari. Because you are asking all these questions, you wanted to know about all the avatars. So this is renewing again and again. What does that mean? Your mind is continuously reveling in the Lord. So Vidurji is praised here. Next.
Soham rinakshulla sukhaya dukkham mahadgatanam viramaya tasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yadaha shakshat bhagavan rishibhyah.
Saha aham niranam chulla sukhaya dukkham mahat gatanam viramaya tasya. In this world, what we see, for chulla sukhaya, for the petty sukh, all the individuals are running up for this petty sukh, but ultimately what they get? Dukkham mahat gatanam. They get the very great sorrow, mahat dukkh they get. How they get mahadukha? For petty sukh, we all are running after the sense objects. When we run after the sense object, whatever experience happens, it will be give you two results, likes and dislikes. The one which you like, you want to repeat it again and again, again and again. Dislike, you don't want to experience it again. The one which you want to experience again and again, that becomes your vasana. And this vasana is the cause for your next birth, birth after birth, continuously in the cycle of birth and death, you are continuing there. Why it is happening? I want to eat that pizza, small piece of pizza. I like it. I visit that shop again and again. Or Indian Punjabi samosa. You go there again and again. So the vasana this way remains. And that becomes the cause. So all Nirnanam, he is saying that all people are suffering. They are running after the petty sukh. And they are creating vasana. And that vasana, mahadukha. Ultimately it is giving you sorrow. You have to take birth again. Madhukhan, viramayatasya, to assuage that, to remove that. Now he is saying, pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yad aha sachat bhagavan rishibhya. I am going to narrate to you what bhagavatam puranam. I will tell you the bhagavat puran. Yad aha, as it was told. By whom? It is said, Sachat Bhagavan Rishibhya, as it was told to the Rishi by Lord Himself. Who is that Lord and who are those Rishis is given in the next verse.
Asina Murvyam Bhagavantamadya Sankarshanam Deva Makunta Sattvam Vividsavastattvam Parasya Kumara Mukhya Munayanva Prichan.
Asina Murbya, he was in the Patal Lok. That Lord was in the Patal Lok. And Bhagavantam Adyam, that is Adidev. The idea is that this is the original one, this is the first one. He is the Adidev. From Adidev, the Rishi, they got it. And what is the name of that Bhagavan? Sankarsanam. Another avatar of Lord Vishnu. In Vishnu Sahasranam, this name comes. Sankarsanam Deva Kuntamasattvam Vivatsattva Tattvamataha Parasya Kumara Mukhya Munyo Avaprichanna. The Kumar, who are the Kumar? Naam suna hai? Not the Kumar title. Also that title is also there. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanat, Sanatan. Four Kumaras, Char. They are the Manasputra. Manasputra means? Mind born. Brahmaji just thought and they were born. The Manasputra, they cannot create anything. So first Brahmaji wanted to create the whole world, so first he created Manas Putra. We also make world, na?
Yeah.
Mind-born world. You just swapna is Manas-born. So Brahmaji told Manas Putra, you create now, sansar banao. They said, no, I'm to sannyasi hai. They were not interested. So these Kumaras, brothers, they were received. They asked that Adi Sankarsan Bhagwan about what? Munyo Avanaprichan, about what? Parasya, tattva matah parah. He wanted to know the tattva parah, the Adi, the origin. That means about the Brahman. They asked about the Brahman. Then what happened? What he was doing, Sankarsan Bhagwan at that time? In verse number 4, he says,
Swami Vadhishnam Bahumanayantam Yam Vasudeva Vidamanamanti Pratyagritaksham Bujakoshamishad Unmilayantam Vibudodayaya.
Swami Vadhishnam Bahumanayantam. Was Sankarsan Bhagwan was fully absorbed in the meditation. He was meditating on Vasudev at that time. And his own source, Vasudev is his own source. He was meditating on the, and how was his eyes? It was Isad Unmilayantam. Isad, little bit eyes open. He opened and saw, he was meditating, and then opened eyes. Have you seen the sages meditating? And you will find eyes half closed. I mean, this black portion is covered, but something is open. You will find in all the photos, like Guru Nanak Dev or Buddha. It's not totally fully closed, a little bit open. So he opened and he saw that those, they were sitting. So he, with the unmilan of netra means, unmilan of eyes means, opening of eyes means, the grace, now the kripa. Now he will answer his, the question of Kumaras.
Swardhunyudadre swajatakalape rupas prishantas charanopadhanam padmam yadachanta hiraja kanyaha sapremananam balivirvarathaha.
Sarvadendru Adrahi Swajata Kalapai. And the rishis, the Kumaras, the Jatas, you know the Jatas? Matted locks. So they were all, they came after taking bath in Ganges. So that matted hairs were wet with the Ganges water. So what did they do? First they prostrated. Prostrated on the lotus on which their Sankarsan Bhagwan, he was sitting with it. Jatas. And that Padma, that the lotus, and who else they worship? Yad Archayanti Ahiraja Kanyaha. Ahiraja Kanya? Nag Kanyas. They worship that lotus. Why they worship? So that they can get a suitable companion, var, you say. So that they get suitable match for their life. So they worship him.
Muhur grinanto vachasanuragaha khalat padena sakrita nitajyaha kirita sahasramani praveka pradoti dottatva phana sahasram.
Muhur means again and again. Grinanto vachasanuragaha. The Sanat Kumar, the Rishi, they started praising that Sankarsan Bhagwan again and again with full devotion. The throat was choked with the devotion. And he started telling about the Leelas of Bhagwan. Kiriti Sahastra Manik Praveka, and thus Bhagwan, he got up with the hood, 1,000 hoods, and on each hood there was money. Sarpamani, and it was glittering as if it is fitted in a crown.
Sheshnag. When Balaramji took that.
And they started worshipping with the many offerings.
Proktam kileitat bhagavattamena nivritta dharma virataya nitena sanat kumaraya sachaha prishtaha sankhyaya nayangarhita prataya.
Proktam kileitat bhagavatam etana. Then Sankarsan Bhagavan revealed Bhagavat to Sanat Kumar, Rishi. And how were the Nibritti Dharma Viratayatena? And they were in the Nibritti Dharma, in the Sannyasasram. Nibritti Dharma. To them he told. But now we are not in the Sannyasasram, we are in the Grihasthasram. So what will happen if we study this Bhagavat? If we study this, if we listen to the Bhagavad Gita, what will happen? All the petty sorrows, chulla dukhaya, that will all will be removed. Nibritti dharma virataya tena sanat kumaraya sacha aha prishta. Then after that sanat kumara, then they said, aha means said, prishta sankhayan ang dhritavitaya. Sanat Kumar told to Sankhayan Rishi, and who was practicing Dhritavrataya, practicing austerity. So first, who said? Sankarsan Bhagavan. To whom? To Sanat Kumar. Sanat Kumar said to Sankhayan. And Sankhayan was doing tapas. What is tapas? What is greatest tapas? Manascha indriyanam ekagraha param tapah. Concentrating your mind and senses on the Lord is the greatest tapa. It's called the greatest tapa. Then what happened? It follows.
Samkhyayana paramahamsa mukhyo vivakshamano bhagavat vibhutihi jagadashosmad guravenvitaya parasharayata brihaspatischa.
Then Sankhyan, who is this Sankhyan? He said paramhamsa mukhya. He is the chief of paramhamsa. Who are the paramhamsa? Have you heard about this paramhamsa? Do you know hamsa? What is the characteristic of Hans? Water and milk. You take 1 liter of pure milk and 3 liters of water, add to it. But that Hans will take only the pure milk. 3 liter of water will be there. And who are the Paramhans? Paramhans are those who are able to distinguish and discriminate between Atma and Anatma. So you can also become Paramhans if you can discriminate between Atman and Anatman. And who was Sankhyan? Paramhans Mukhya. He is the chief. Vivachamano Bhagavad Vibhuti. Bhagavad Vibhuti, the glory of this Bhagavan. Vivachamana, he said. To whom? Jagat. So asmit Gurve Vataya. He told to my guru. Who is telling to whom? Maitri is telling to Vidur. Vidur asked many questions to Maitri, na? Maitri is answering. Now Maitri is saying to my guru, Sankhyan told. And who is his guru? Parasarya atha brihaspatischa. Sankhyan told to Parasar Rishi and Brihaspati. Who is Brihaspati? Guru of Devta. So Sankhyan told to 2 people. So he started from Sankarsan Bhagavan. Next, Sanat Kumar. From Sanat Kumar to Sankhyan Rishi. Sankhyan Rishi to Parasar and Brihaspati. And Parasar, who is Parasar? Is the guru of Maitri. Maitri is telling, na? So Maitri is telling whatever I have. Parasar is the guru of Maitri. Now Maitri is saying, he is now explaining the lineage, how this Bhagavad Katha is coming, and I am going to tell you the original version. Started from Sankarsan Bhagwan, next to Sanat Kumar, Sanat Kumar to Sankhyan, Sankhyan to Parasar, Parasar to Maitri. And with Parasar to Brihaspati also it was said.
Provachamayam Sadayaluruktaha Munipulastena Puranamadhyam Soham Tataitat Katayami Vatsa Shraddhalave Nittamanuvrataya.
Provacha Mahiyam, then that Parasar Rishi, Mahiyam Sadayalu Ruktaha Muni Pulastena Purana Madhyam. Then Pulastamini, on the behalf of Maitreya, requested him, please give him the Bhagavad. Who is Pulastha? Pulastha, on the behalf of Maitreya, requested Parasar, you tell him the Bhagavad Katha. Purana Madhyam, Soham Tabai Tat Kathayami Vasa, Sa Aham Tabai Etat, whatever I have heard, Etat Kathayami, I am going to tell you. Sraddhalave, with reverence and Nitya Anubrataya, and with the devotion, with the reverence and devotion, I am going to tell you. So this is the second version of Bhagavad. What was the first version of Bhagavad?
Just now, Uncle
Paramatma, from Paramatma came to Brahmaji. Brahmaji gave to his son, Narad. Narad told it to Ved Vyas. Ved Vyas told it to Sukhdev. And Sukhdev is telling this Bhagavad Katha to Parikshit. And the second one, second version is given here. Maitriji is telling to Vidurji. So Maitri is telling how I got it. So he said it is starting from Sankarsan Bhagwan. He gave to Sanat Kumar. Sanat Kumar gave it to Sankhyan. Sankhyan gave it to Parasar and Brihaspati. And Parasar, at the request of Pulastya, he gave it to me. So when it was given to me, you remember when Gurudev went to Tapovan Maharaj for studying Upanishad? Then who referred? Sivaganja. Similarly, this is a reference. He referred. Now comes about the pralaya. Pralaya from verse number 10 to 15.
Udaplutam Udaplutam Vishwamidam Tadasit Yannidraya Milita Dringya Milayata Ahindra Talpedhita Shayana Ekaha Kritakshana Swatmarato Nirihaha.
Udaplutam, this was pralay, the whole world was in the cosmic water. Whole world was in the cosmic water. Three worlds, Bhu, Bhuva and Swa, not seven. When did that happen? After 12 hours of daytime, then another 12 hours is night time. That is the pralay kal for three lokas, Bhu, Bhuva, Swa. This way it continues for 100 years. Then comes the Mahapralaya, all 14 lokas go. Khatam. Utabluptam Vishwamidam tad asid yan nidraya miritam drin nyamilayat. So Narayan at that time was lying on the Sesnag, Nobody else was there, and he was also in yoga nidra at that time. Then what else happened? This is we call it pralaya, the dissolution of all effect. Then Mahavishnu lying on his serpent bed all alone, his eyes closed, all activity suspended, nothing was happening. Himself absorbed in the blissful self-awareness of the cosmic slumber. That means only the Chetan was there, awareness was there. He himself was only in the form of Chetan. There was no Srishti. Okay, then what happened?
Sonta sharirer pita bhuta sukshmah kalatmikam shakti mudirayanah uvasa tasmin salile padesve yathanalo daru niruddha viryah.
So anta sharira, acha, this cosmic water is called also Milky Ocean, and it is said all the milks are supplied from there only. Cow milk, goat milk, or even in the soa you get the milk, or the mothers get milk. It's all coming from there. And Mahatma explained it as the sound travels without wire. Similarly, this milk also travels without any pipe. So all milk, the source of all milk is that Milky Ocean. From there it gets transferred to proper places. Okay. The sa anta sarira arpita bhuta sukshma. So all subtle bodies of all jiva at that time is there in him, in that Paramatma, in the Lord. That means even when our gross body is not there, jiva has not ended. Jiva is still there. Sukshma sarira is still there. And it will remain there for the 12 hours of Brahmaji's night. How much is that 12 hours? It will, and it's coming in the next one. So 12 hours it will be there. And after that, again, it will start. So anta sarira arpita bhuta sukshma kalatmikam shakti mudirayanam. Only one thing was active, that was the kal. The time was active. Why time was active? Because somebody had written, 12 hours is over, Brahmaji. Aapka neend khatam ho gaya. Now you get up.
Alarm clock.
It's alarm clock. The time is to be there. So only the time factor was alone there. Uvasa tasmin salila padeswe. And Lord was resting on that cosmic water. Yathan alo darunay rudhir virya hai. And at that time, like the wood has got the burning power or the fire latent in it, similarly, the everything of the world, all the jivas were lying in him latent. Sab kuch tha. Everything was there. Except the time was active to wake him up at the right time, other things all were latent in him. And example given is like the fire is latent in wood. Unless you burn it, it won't come out.
Chatur yuga naam cha sahasram apsu swapan swayo dhirataya swashaktya kala khaya sadita karma tantraha lokana pitaan dadrshe swadehe.
Then chatur yuga naam cha sahasram apsu. Chatur yuga. What is chatur yuga? Now you have to tell. Sattva, Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and Kali Yuga. How much is Kali Yuga? 4,32,000 is Kali Yuga. How much is Dwapar?
Double of that.
Just remember two times. Dwapar, Treta, three times. Satyug, four times. So one Chaturyuga is equal to how much? 432,000 into 10. So kitna ho gaya?
4.32 million.
Multiplied by 1,000, he said. is the 12 hours of Brahmaji. So that much time, the Srishti will be there. And in this, and during this period, 14 Manu will come. That will all come later on. 14 Manu will come. So he was sleeping for that much of time. Then his power of time gave him the call. Now it is time to get up. And power of action into operation, it stimulated the power of action among everything. And he saw himself, the whole universe, all the subtle bodies were inside him. So he saw the whole world inside. When we get up early in the morning, we see the whole world. Similarly, he also saw the whole world which was inside. We see it outside. But really, we also see it inside only. Do we see it inside? Where? In the mind.
Dasyartha sukshman vinivrishta dishtehi antargatortha rajasataniyan gunena kalanugatena viddhah sushyanstada viddhatanabhideshat.
When his eyes thus fell on the subtle matters, when he saw inside, when he fell on the subtle matters, what happened, which lay deposited in all the subtle bodies, all the jivas were inside him, which was now roused into activity. Why activity? Because of the rajoguna. Because of the rajogun, everything started coming into action, which was under the regulation of time. Rajogun is under the regulation of time. All the gunas are limited by time. The same came out of his navel in order to evolve grosser form. Why Rajogun started becoming active? Why activity will start? Yes. Why the? What is the cause of disturbance? It is actually according to your all the actions you have done in your past lives, it has started fructifying. And for the fructification of that, you will either get joy or sorrow. For getting a joy and sorrow, the circumstances have to be made. And for that circumstances, the world has to be created so that you get your quota of joy and sorrow. So when the fruit of action fructify, there is a disturbance in the cosmic water, then Rajogun becomes active. And when Rajogun becomes active, there is a disturbance in the equilibrium of the three gunas and creation starts.
Sapadma kosha sahasoditishtata kalena karma pratibodhanena swarochi satat salilam vishalam viddotayannarkaivatma yonihi.
Then sa padma kosa sa so utishta, subtle merit in the form of the lotus, all of a sudden sahasa udutishta, everything was in subtle form. Do you remember that from the abhyakta came mahatattva, ahankar, tanmata? These are all subtle. So these subtle first came out, uttishta, kalena karma pratibodhena. And how it is that? It is because of the karma pratibodhena. Swarochisata salilam visalam. And when it came out, the all the water around that was illumined. Why illumined? All the water illumined? Because the Chetan Shakti came. When he was sleeping on that Sesnag, only Chetan Shakti was there, awareness was there. And now, with the subtle things coming out from his navel, when it projected from his nabhi, then all the cosmic water was illumined. How? Example is given, like rising sun. When the rising sun comes, then everything is illumined in the world. Similarly, in the cosmic water, when the lotus, when this subtle body started coming out from the lotus, from the navel area of the Lord Vishnu, then everything was illumined.
Talloka padmam sa eva Vishnuhu pravi vishat sarva gunavabhasam tasmin swayam vedamayo vidhata swayam bhuvam yamsma vadanti sobhuta.
Talloka padmam, that padma, that the lotus which are projecting out, in that lotus, sa eva Vishnu pravishat, he entered, Vishnu entered. Chetan entered, sarva gunavabhasam, and then started projecting everything. Tasmin swayam vedmayo vidata, tasmin, on that vedmay, knower of the ved, vidata, vidata means Brahma. Brahma swayam bhu, he is the swayam bhu, there is no father. You can't say he was born, his father was so and so, and mother was so and so. Brahma ji is father, mother? Koi nahi hai. Swayambhus, therefore it is called Swayambhu. Many times you see na, ye pathar kaun sa hai, ye Shivji ji Swayambhu hai. We went to Trinidad, at one place there was a Swayambhu. How it came out, there is a story about that. So, some children were playing with some bow and arrow and they hit that sibling. And milk started coming out of it. Swayambhu is there.
Swayambhu, yes, asmin badanti soa bhuta. And when he came out of the navel of Paramatma, and he saw there is nothing else is there. So the quest of Brahma, now Brahma is searching, what is there, who is there, who am I, how it has come.
Tasyam sachambo ruhakarnikayam avasthito lokam apashyamanah parikraman vyomni vivritta netrah chatvari levenu disham mukhani.
Tasyam cha ambo aruhakarnikayah, then that on that lotus Brahmaji was sitting there, and then avasthito loka apasyamana, and he was seeing all sides, apasyamana, parikramana vyomni, all the sides he saw. When he saw all the sides, all of a sudden four mouths came. Brahmaji became four mouths, four faces, seeing south, west, north, east, everything. And he started seeing on all directions.
Tasmadugantha swasanavadhuna jalom jalormi chakrat salila dirudham upashrita kanchamuloka tattvam natmanamattha vidadadi devah.
Then sitting on that lotus which had emerged from the water, cosmic water, and the Lord was sleeping there. When he came out of that, on the all side, because of the Rajogun, there were uproarious waves of dissolutions were there, and which caused the problem. And Brahma could not make out the reality of that lotus. What is this lotus? Where from this has come? He was not able to find it out, and he could not find out what is the source of my own existence. What is the source of this lotus and what is my source, that also he could not understand. He was trying to find out. Then what happened?
Kahesa yosavaham abjaprishta etat kuto vabjamananyadastu asti yadaras didahkinchanaitata adhishtitam yatra satanubhavyam.
Kahesa, Brahmaji started thinking, Who am I? Ka esho asavam abjaprishta. Who I am sitting on this lotus? Then he is thinking, where from this lovely lotus has sprung from these waters? So two things he is seeing. One is the lotus, another is he himself. And the third thing he sees, where is its base? What is the source of these two? He was trying and he was thinking, there must be a basis for this. There must be a base. There must be a substratum for this. And he wanted to find out that source.
Saitamuddiksha tadabjanala nadi virantar jalama vivesha narvagatatsat karanala nala navim vichinvas tadivinda tajaha.
Saitamuddiksha tadabjanala. You have seen the lotus stem, have you seen?
No.
And you have seen the holes in that, have you ever? It's thick and there is a 6-7 holes in that. Have you seen? No. In Bengal, we eat also that. They make a vegetable for them. So Brahmaji entered that hole, tried to find out the source of that. And it is said, he tried for 100 Dibya year. 100 Dibya year means 360,000 years, human years. Went inside. Could not reach the end. The idea is that when you are trying to find out the Lord outside, you will not find. With the open eyes, he went inside that stem and trying to find out the Lord there, he could not find. With open eyes, we also cannot find out the Lord, the substratum of the whole world. He also could not find out, but it is said he was very close to that nabi. He started from the navel, no? He was close to, but he abandoned his search. Then what he did after that?
Tamasya pare viduratma sargam vichinvato bhutso mahastrinemi srinemihi yo deha bhajam payamirayanah.
So in that dense darkness, he lost lot of time. And the time means what? Time is a call. It's a frightening factor. If you waste your time, what will happen? Your life is gone. We easily understand in 100 years of life how much time we have wasted. Now, Brahmaji is also thinking that I am wasting my time in searching it. Immediately withdrew from there also.
Tato nivritta pratilabdha kamaha swadeshnamasadhya punasya devaha sanayrjita swasa nivritta chittaha nasida darura samadhi yogaha.
So tato nivritta apratilabdha kamaha. Nivritta, he left that pursuit. He was not successful. Then what he did? He sat down. How? Sanay jita niswasa nibritta chitta. Sanay, slowly, he started jita swasa pranayam. Jita swasa and nibritta chitta swasa. Prana means controlling your senses. And nibritta means withdrawing the mind. Chitta means mind. Nibritta means withdrawn mind. Then Nasidat Aruda Samadhi Yoga. Then he sat in the Samadhi. Brahmaji searched outside. He could not find Lord. Now he has closed his eyes and going into the Samadhi. Okay, then what will happen in the what happened in the samadhi? Let us see.
Kalena soja purusayushabhi pravitta yogena virura bodhah swayam tadarantar hridayeva bhavam bhatam apashyat apashyat annapurvam.
Kalena soja purusa ayu, purusa ayusubhi. What is the ayu of purus? 100 years. So he meditated for 100 years. Again, this 100 years again is the Divya years. Is equal to 360,000 years of human. So he did meditation for such a long period of time and concentrated on the truth, and he was able to see the spirit indwelling in him. When he went inside, he saw inside it, which he was unable to realize earlier in his quest. Earlier quest was seeing outside, searching outside, which he failed. And when he did the samadhi, he got that spirit. You see, there are two ways given in the Shastra for the realization. One is the Vaikri Vani. Vaikri Vani. This is called Vaikri Vani when you are able to hear. And another is the Madhyama Vani. Madhyama Vani means others will not hear. Suppose you are doing japa. I am hearing the japa, but you will not hear. Then there is the Pashyanti Vani. Pashyanti Vani, that thought, in the form of thought it is there. That Vani is in the form of thought. So first, whatever you want to speak, it comes in the form of a thought. Is not so? Then thought is expressed, either it will be Madhyama Vani or Vaikri Vani. Vaikri Vani, the others can also listen. Madhyama, others will not listen. But origin is in the mind. And the origin of that Pashyanti Vani is Paravani. Paravani is in the Muladhar. So sometimes you will find, it happened with Gurudev also, when the two saints meet, they will go meet, they will sit together for some time, they will not speak, and both of will come back. Baat ho gayi. Did you understand this? No. They talk with Paravani.
Paravani.
It's based in the Muladhar. So the source is Muladhar, then it comes as a thought, then comes as a Madhyama Vani and Vaikri Vani. So iska matlab ye hua, the meaning is that the Lord is in the Muladhar. One way of realization. Another way is, they say the seven chakras are there, starting from the Muladhar, and then you come to different levels, come to Agyachak and Sahasra. So they say it is here. Ab ye batao that the Lord is in the down there or up here. It's everywhere. Chodo upar niche chodo. You can go via this way down. Paravani. Either you go, many people they want to do the seven chakra. Deepak ji has got the series of this seven chakra and he was doing here. We do not recommend that. In our Chinna mission, we don't
our
recommend
mission
that.
No
chakra business meditation. They call it Kundalini Jagran.
Kundalini
Jagran. Usko karke, then you come slowly, slowly from different chakra and come here. No, I've just given you two methods. Heart to hai hai. Now to in the heart, when you meditate, you get it in your heart only.
Either heart or agyana.
What is heart?
That you can.
We are not talking about this pumping heart. Not heart, that heart.
Spiritual heart.
Spiritual heart is your mind. Going into the base of your mind is the
Muladhar is the base of the mind. It rises in the heart.
Heart means in the mind.
So, then he is referring to the
right side.
Not left side, it is right side. Yes. Right. But that Hrida is the emotional area, that is mind.
Hrida so, means mind.
Where is the reflection of consciousness? In the mind. So if you want to meet the consciousness, where you have to go? To the mind. What is mind? More flow of thought. Who is covering that consciousness? Flow of thoughts.
Mind is consciousness plus thoughts.
What is there in the thought? It is always objects of the world. Is it not so? So that tattva is always covered by the objects of the world. What happens in the deep sleep? There are no objects. Still there is, thoughts are there, but without object. We call it abhavakar vritti. Those who are doing atmabodh, they might have heard this word, abhavakar vritti. So still the vritti is there, the thought is there in the deep sleep also, but that those thoughts are, they don't have any object. Absence of object is there, but the vritti is there. Still it is covered, consciousness is covered by that vritti thought. Go beyond the thought. Consciousness is there, If I want to meet consciousness, we have to remove the thought. Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mathematically, mind minus thought is equal to consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. So simple. So simple algebra.
मृणायत शेष भोग पर्यंक एकं पुरुषं शयानं फनात पत्रायुत मूर्धरत्न धूमीर्हतत्वांत युगांततोये.
Now what Brahmaji found inside, now he is narrating it. What Brahmaji found inside his samadhi, in inner self, he is narrating that. He is saying, Brahmaji found him. Who is that him? That Brahman, the soul existence, lying on the bed constituted of the body of Adishesh, of sparkling whiteness, whose thousand hoods looks like umbrella and luminous glow from the gems on the thousand heads of serpent, which dispel the darkness, overcasting the waters. So, Brahmaji searched outside for 100 divya years, could not find it. But the moment he went inside, he got it. So, what is the message here? If we want to meet, we have to go inside. That is the first step. And after meeting him, with the open eye also, you can see him outside. So first you have to go inside. So if we remove our ego, if we remove our thought, we can also get it. Some more are there, we'll see it in our next session. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.
Oh,
Purnamada Purnamidam, when we are chanting, all na will be down. I will just chant you, please repeat after me. Om Purnamada. Purnamidam,
Purnamidam,
Purnat,
Purnat,
not Purnat, that is wrong. Purnat, that is wrong. Both two are wrong. Both are wrong. Purnat, and then somebody has chant Purnat, wrong. Om Purnamidam, Om Purnamada, Purnamidam. Purnat, Purnamudachyate, not mudachyate, that is also wrong. Mudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnamevavashishyate. Every Tuesday,